Deuteronomy chapter 31. And Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also Yahweh has said to me, You shall not go over this Jordan. Yahweh your Elohim, he will go over before you, and he will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before you as Yahweh has said. And Yahweh shall do to them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and to the land of them who he destroyed. And Yahweh shall give them up before your face, that you may do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for Yahweh your Elohim, it is he it is that does go with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. And Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which Yahweh has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And Yahweh, he it is that does go before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests of the sons of Levi, which bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, At the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which he shall choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and your stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn and fear Yahweh your Elohim, and deserve to do all the words of this law, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear Yahweh your Elohim, as long as you live in the land where you go over Jordan to possess it. And Yahweh said to Moses, Behold, your days approach that you must die. Call Joshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And Yahweh said to Moses, You shall sleep with your fathers, and this people will rise up and go whoring after the Elohim of the strangers of the land, where they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. And then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, Are not these evils come upon this because our Elohim is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned to other Elohim. Now therefore, write you this song for you, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swore to their fathers, that flows with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxed fat, then will they turn to other Elohim and serve them, and provoke me, and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. For it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swore. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, Be strong and of a good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, saying, Take this book of the law, and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, that it may be there for a witness against you. for I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you've been rebellious against Yahweh, and how much more after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spoke in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. End of chapter.